September 14, Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross. John 3:13-17. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, Nicodemus is a learned man, a rabbi, who comes to Jesus because he is filled with wonder at the signs that Jesus is performing. He wants to get some understanding, some insights. So Jesus begins by establishing that no one knows the realities of heaven except the one who came down from heaven. Not by a lot of learning, not by studying, do we come to know, if not by revelation through Jesus Christ, we come to know the truth that surpasses human reason, human understanding. No one has gone up to heaven except the one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man. Then Jesus proceeds to reveal the mystery of what happened with Moses lifting the serpent in the desert. People, as we saw in the first reading from Numbers, were complaining because they found themselves in the desert. Now, what happened? Their patience worn out by the journey. People complained and they asked, "Why? Why have you brought us up from Egypt into the desert?" Suddenly, being slaves in Egypt seemed better to them. Have we ever asked Jesus, "Why is this happening to me? Why are things this way? Why do I have this cross?" And we cannot understand. We have to trust and walk with the Lord. Now, Jesus reveals to Nicodemus that the understanding of things will come to us as we gaze upon the cross. That's how the realities of heaven come into us, and we can live a new life. Because the Israelites sinned, Moses lifted up this serpent on the pole. When people looked at it, they were healed. Why? Because it means that we have to face the sin that we have committed. And that's how we come into repentance and forgiveness. But the ultimate manifestation of what sin does is the cross. Look what we have done to God himself. Look what we have done when he has come down from heaven and loved us. We crucified him. And as we gaze upon the cross, the full understanding of what sin truly is comes to us. But also, the understanding of the infinite mercy of God is revealed at the cross. And so the truths of heaven come to us through Jesus Christ, revealed fully, hanging on the cross. We see sin, and we see his forgiveness and his salvation and his mercy at the cross. And then Jesus explains to Nicodemus that this reality of being born again into a new life, it's not possible to be understood until we gaze upon the cross. Then, when I am lifted up, I will draw many to myself. This is the promise of Jesus Christ. This is faith. It's a response to what God has done. It's a yielding of our minds and our wills to Jesus Christ. And then in the gospel today, we have the synthesis of the whole history of salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. And so God has acted. Our part is to believe, to receive through faith. So we have understanding of death, sin, and life, Jesus Christ's love and salvation. Because Jesus did not come to condemn. His act is saving act. It's up to us to cling to him and be saved. If we don't, then we are choosing the destruction of our own selves. Now, quickly, we go to the second reading from Philippians chapter 2, and it goes in the same line. The Son is one with the Father, but he did not regard equality with God. He emptied himself. He became a slave. He came in human likeness. Jesus did this. Now, think about it. He became a slave. And he invites us to do what a slave does. What does a slave do? He's given to the other. He becomes the disposal of the other. We are to become, as if to say, slaves of God. But God, instead of using us, he brings us and makes us one with him to participate of his very life. But we need to be able to surrender ourselves completely to him. Jesus became obedient to death. And this is the mark of a true Christian. In Christ, we completely trust, and trust is manifested in our complete obedience, knowing that all that the Father wills for us is good. Jesus, having done this, having come down and become obedient unto death, reveals the truth of God at the cross, as we have said. And so he is exalted above every name, the name of Jesus, because we now can see that this is from heaven. This humility, this obedience manifests God. And so every knee should bend in heaven, on earth, and every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord. And this is what gives glory to the Father. What is glory? Glory is the visible manifestation of God. May the Lord bless you, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.